Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most satisfying topics in the whole specification, truth tables. Yes, I said satisfying, and by the end of this episode, I think you'll agree with me. So here's the deal. Truth tables are a way of showing every possible combination of inputs to a logical system and working out what the output will be. They're used in computer science because computers think in binary. Everything is either a zero or a one, off or on, false or true. And truth tables let us map out exactly how a circuit or a program will behave. Now, there are three logical operators you absolutely need to know for your GCSE. These are AND, OR, and NOT. Let me walk you through each one, because once you truly understand them, completing any truth table becomes almost automatic. Let's start with the AND operator. AND is the strictest of the three. Think of it like a bouncer at a very exclusive club. Both inputs have to be a 1, that's true, for the output to be a 1. If even one input is a 0, the output is 0. Full stop. So if I give you inputs A and B, the AND gate gives us 0 and 0 equals 0, 0 and 1 equals 0, 1 and 0 equals 0, and only 1 and 1 equals 1. That's four rows, covering every possible combination of two inputs. Remember, AND means all must agree. Now, let's look at OR. OR is much more relaxed. The output is 1, that's true, as long as at least one input is a 1. The only time OR gives you a 0 output is when both inputs are 0. So 0 or 0 equals 0. 0 or 1 equals 1, 1 or 0 equals 1, 1 or 1 equals 1. Three 1s and only 1 0. OR is generous, it just needs someone to show up. And finally, NOT. NOT is beautifully simple. It only has one input and it just flips it. If the input is 0, the output is 1. If the input is 1, the output is 0. That's it. NOT is the opposite operator. Some people call it an inverter, and that's exactly what it does. It inverts the signal. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. In your exam, you'll often be asked to combine these operators, sometimes with three inputs, and this is where candidates can lose marks if they haven't practiced. When you have three inputs, let's call them A, B, and C, your truth table needs 8 rows. Why 8? Because 2 to the power of 3 is 8. You have three inputs, each can be 0 or 1, so there are 2 times 2 times 2 possible combinations. That's 8. Always check, number of rows equals 2 to the power of the number of inputs. Here's my foolproof method for filling in the input columns without making mistakes. For the first column, column A, write 4 zeros, then 4 ones. For the second column, column B, write 2 zeros, 2 ones, 2 zeros, 2 ones. For the third column, column C, alternate. 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1. If you do this every single time, you will never miss a combination. It's a systematic pattern, and examiners love systematic working. Let me give you a real example. Suppose the question asks you to complete a truth table for the expression A and B, and then NOT that result. So the output is NOT of A and B. First, I'd work out A and B as an intermediate column. Then I'd apply NOT to that column to get the final output. Working in stages like this, using intermediate columns, is a technique that earns you marks and prevents errors. Examiners give credit for correct intermediate working, even if your final answer has a slip.
Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where I see candidates throw away marks that they absolutely could have had. First up, always account for every possible combination of inputs. If you have two inputs, that's 4 rows. 3 inputs, 8 rows. If your table has fewer rows than it should, you will lose marks. Guaranteed. Before you write a single output value, count your rows. Second, read the question carefully to identify which operators are being used. The question might use words like AND or NOT, or it might show you a logic circuit diagram and ask you to derive the truth table from it. Either way, identify each gate, work through it systematically, and use intermediate columns. I cannot stress this enough. Intermediate columns are your best friend. Third, double-check your NOT gates. This is the most common error I see. Candidates correctly work out an AND or OR result, and then forget to flip it when a NOT gate is applied. The NOT gate inverts. 0 becomes 1, 1 becomes 0. Every single time. Fourth, watch out for the command word. If the question says complete the truth table, you just need to fill in the output column and possibly some intermediate columns. If it says construct the truth table, you need to draw the whole thing from scratch, including all input columns. These are different tasks, so read carefully. Now, a word on marks. Truth table questions are typically worth between 2 and 6 marks. Each correct row in the output column usually earns 1 mark. All marks are awarded for each correct column. Either way, every row matters. Don't rush and make silly errors in the last couple of rows. That's where tired candidates slip up. Let me also mention combined expressions. You might see something like output equals A and B or C. How do you tackle this? You work from the inside out, following the order of operations. First, calculate A and B. Write that as an intermediate column. Then take that result and OR it with C. That gives you your final output. Step by step, column by column. Never try to do it all in your head. One more tip. If you're given a logic circuit diagram rather than a written expression, trace the signal path from inputs to output. Start at the inputs, apply each gate in sequence, and note the output of each gate before moving to the next. It's like following a recipe. Do it in order and you won't go wrong. All right, now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the questions, you pause the podcast and think of your answer, then I'll give you the correct response. Ready? Let's go. Question 1. How many rows does a truth table with 3 inputs need? The answer is 8. 2 to the power of 3 equals 8. Question 2. For an AND gate with inputs A equals 1 and B equals 0, what is the output? The output is 0, AND requires both inputs to be 1. Question 3. For an OR gate with inputs A equals 0 and B equals 1, what is the output? The output is 1. OR only needs at least 1 input to be 1. Question 4. What does a NOT gate do to an input of 0? It outputs 1, NOT inverts the input. Question 5. If A and B gives an output of 1, what does NOT of A and B give? It gives 0, NOT flips the 1 to a 0. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. You've got the fundamentals locked in. If you missed any, go back and reread the section on that operator. No same in it. That's exactly what retrieval practice is for. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Number 1. AND outputs 1 only when all inputs are 1. Think AND means all must agree. Number 2. OR outputs 0 only when all inputs are 0. Think OR needs at least 1. Number 3. NOT simply inverts the input. 0 becomes 1, 1 becomes 0. Number 4. The number of rows in a truth table equals 2 to the power of the number of inputs. 1 input, 2 rows. 2 inputs, 4 rows. 3 inputs, 8 rows. Number 5. Always fill input columns systematically, halving the pattern as you move from left to right. Number 6. Use intermediate columns for complex expressions. Work step by step. Number 7. Double hack your NOT gates. They are the most common source of errors. That's it for today's episode. You've covered everything you need to tackle truth table questions with confidence in your GCSE computer science exam. Keep practicing, keep testing yourself, and remember, every row in that truth table is a mark waiting to be earned. You've got this. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.